USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The search continues for the Chinese spy balloon shot down by the U.S. military off the South Carolina coast. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard are canvassing a 10-mile debris field in shallow waters. FBI is on hand to start analyzing the wreckage. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on what we will do with the wreckage.
So that we can then exploit what we recover and learn even more than we have learned.
Republicans are criticizing the president's reaction to the Chinese intrusion. Representative Mike Turner, chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
The president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, it's sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
The death toll from the damaging earthquake and aftershocks that collapsed buildings as people slept in parts of Turkey and Syria is well into the thousands. Rescue teams searching the rubble of buildings raised by the magnitude 7.8 quake continue to find survivors on Tuesday. The quake struck at 4:17 a.m. Monday local time just north of Turkey's Gaziantep near the Syrian border. The British government's National Health Service was a model example to many nations. It was run on a tight budget and spent less per person on average than its European neighbors and way less than the United States. Now the state-funded service is in turmoil. People who suffer heart attacks or strokes wait more than an hour and a half on average for an ambulance. Hospitals are so full they are turning patients away. Now nurses are carrying out two consecutive days of strike action after their pay raise demands were ignored by the government. Nursing staff across England are carrying out two more date strikes for 2023, following their history-making walkouts in December. President Biden will address the nation tonight on most networks. Biden's State of the Union address will be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. The Super Bowl is this weekend. The Chiefs and Eagles will play Sunday for the Lombardi Trophy. This is USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
I participate in U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Washington, D.C. federal judge hinted at a possible workaround for abortion access.
Anti-abortion activist Lauren Handy and nine other defendants were indicted for blocking access to a D.C. abortion clinic back in October 2020. They've asked Judge Colleen Coller-Cotelli to throw out that indictment based on Dobbs. Coller-Cotelli, a Clinton appointee, suggested that Dobbs never considered the 13th Amendment prohibition against involuntary servitude. The D.C. District Court has ordered parties in this case to prepare and present arguments on that question next month. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson denied all pardon hopes for a death row inmate. Parson will not grant clemency and halt the execution of Raheem Taylor, who faces lethal injection for the deaths of his girlfriend and her three children in late 2004. 58-year-old Taylor is scheduled to be put to death Tuesday evening at the state prison in Bon Terre. One state is considering a bill that would allow non-citizens to serve on police forces.
The measure is under consideration in Nevada. Legislation would allow non-U.S. citizens who live and work in the state to join the police force due to staffing shortages. Non-U.S. citizens have been allowed to obtain teaching certificates since 2015. The 2023 Nevada legislature convened Monday, and the session will run until early June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.